Ready?
Ready.
Coach on the road once again, take you youngsters behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got the man here for the White Sox, Noah Schultz. Did I get it right?
Yes, sir. You got it right. Thanks for having me.
You know Coach good at butchering names now.
Yeah.
Last time you was on Coach's show, you had made your rookie debut. You came in this big league, got a taste of what it's all about. Now, what is it like for you now that you got your feet under you?
Yeah, you know, a lot of things. You know, still learning about a lot of stuff. You know, taking it really day by day. You know, I definitely think that, you know, there's things that, you know, every game that I have, there's things that, you know, I learn and pick up that, you know, didn't really plan on, like, learning. It's obviously new stuff just coming up, which is really cool to, you know, be able to learn it up here.
So, I mean, looking at the major league hitters, I mean, I'm sure, you know, a little of them butterflies and the shell shock and all that when you first came up. Now that you know the hitters, know what to expect out of them, does that make you a little more relaxed out there?
Yeah, for sure, definitely. You know, at the end of the day, it's a game, and obviously they're the best of the best, but, you know, that's what makes, you know, we're the best of the best as well, it's the pitchers. So, again, at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's competing, you know, it's a chess match against the hitters. I think that, you know, you can't really look at it about who they are, you know, look at them as the, you know, the profile of who they are hitters-wise and, you know, what to throw them, and you're going to go from there.
So, you know, you're Illinois guy. You're from Illinois. Where are you from?
I'm from Oswego.
Oswego.
I went to Oswego East High School.
Nobody knows us. We go ahead in Chicago, but you northwest suburbs.
Yeah, yep, north suburbs.
Okay, so how much of a White Sox fan were you growing up?
My dad was a Dodgers fan, and his dad was a Dodgers fan, so I grew up a Dodgers fan. But it was always Sox over Cubs, so that's the answer.
We ain't gonna let the audience hear that. We
got
that.
They don't need to. No, no worries.
So I mean, you remember the White Sox, and you guys got a lot of excitement going on right now. You guys in first place, miracle on 34th Street. Nobody thought that at this point. I mean, what's you guys' mindset?
You know, take it day by day. You know, kind of piecing days together and, you know, make sure, you know, win every series. And then, you know, in the long run that, you know, it'll all come together. And, you know, we're really feeling good as a team, you know, really getting along well and, you know, playing well and exciting, you know, to see where the rest of the year takes us.
Now, you know, having coached high school, college baseball, scouted 5 major league teams, I know what it's like to be in the locker room with a bunch of characters and comedy and so on and so forth. And rumor has it, y'all locker room is like a college atmosphere.
Yeah, so I mean, I didn't go to college, so I don't know what a college atmosphere would be like, but some of the guys explain it to me that way. This is, it's great, you know, guys being loose, guys, you know, picking each other up, doing, you know, great things around each other. It's a great atmosphere.
Well, okay, well, let's backtrack. High school, on that bus ride to the game,
yeah,
where everybody cracking jokes,
oh, yeah,
throwing pillows, spitballs at each other. Can't say that on TV, throwing spitballs at each other. I'd witness it all.
Yeah.
What, compare that to what you guys do.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really like that going on. It's just a lot of guys, you know, being loose, you know, having those similar interests in things, you know, when the World Cup was on, that, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, not huge soccer fans, just things, you know, to get us to bond together as teammates, which is huge. You know, just picking up, you know, things that, you know, guys are interested in, whether that's, you know, doing sports cards or, again, with the, you know, the World Cup, or there's a ton of things that, you know, the guys, you know, fantasy football, a lot of things that, you know, we all have in common, you know, outside of just baseball, which, you know, I think helps connect us, you know, on the field pretty well too.
So do you guys be ragging on each other in the locker room?
No, I mean, there's nothing like that going on. I mean, it's pretty civil, but it's a good vibe in there. It's pretty great.
Good trash talking above each other. Fun trash talking.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Definitely with the World Cup, we had, you know, everyone had their own teams and stuff. So that was, you know, a different sport outside of baseball that, you know, we all had the same, you know, competitive mindset that was really good.
Now, rumor has that Mike Vessel was the biggest character on his team.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty well known at this point. You know, he's great. You know, he's great, you know, keeping the guys loose and, you know, helping everyone, you know, get through stuff when, you know, they're going through it. And, you know, again, keeping it loose and, you know, keeping everybody, you know, excited to come to the field every day.
So, again, you come high school, minor leagues, get to the big leagues. All of a sudden, you're in the big leagues and you're going to games on planes, private planes. What is that experience like?
It's great. You know, it's definitely it's a privilege. It's awesome. It's something that, you know, heard about, you know, the thing in the big leagues, but, you know, until you really experience it, you know, the camaraderie and, you know, guys playing cards and everything on the plane, it's an awesome environment, and couldn't ask to be around a better group of guys.
And then, you know, last rumor has you guys got your own personal chef, so you can request whatever you want in that locker room to eat.
Yeah, that is true. We do have, the cooks here are great. They make great food. And then if you want something, you know, else, you can ask for it. And, you know, some guys have certain things on certain game days. Like, you know, I'll have a chicken quesadilla whenever I pitch. Just, it's great to, you know, be able to have that, the privilege again of, you know, being able to have such great food available to us, you know, at all times.
Have you requested a pizza?
I have not requested a pizza. Now, I don't know here, but I know in Texas they had a pizza there with like a Texas barbecue on it. And some of the guys were saying it was really good, but I didn't have it.
No, cheese and sausage pizza, not barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Sausage from Lumonati's is probably my favorite. Lumonati's thin crust, Giordano's deep dish.
So, you know, you guys drawing big crowds. And, I mean, what does it feel like to have 30, 40,000 people in the stands just cheering for you guys?
It's awesome. You know, the environment's great. I think, you know, pretty early in the year that, you know, once I got here, that kind of realized that, you know, the fans started showing up, and it was really awesome to, you know, be around them and, you know, hear them into the game and cheering super loud. It's definitely an experience that it's one of a kind.
Last two questions. What have you found yourself doing differently now that you know what Major League Baseball is about as far as preparation for the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's definitely some things that change, but I think in the long-term thing that, you know, a lot of it's similar. I think it's the same game, and, you know, there's a reason that, you know, all of us got here in the first place that I think if you get here and try to, you know, switch something up, that it's probably not very wise. I know there's some things that obviously you need to change up and adjust to, you know, the hitters, and a lot of things change from the minor leagues, but I think that, you know, on a broader scale that you kind of want to stick to, you know, the same routine that you've done for a while.
So what is one of your most unforgettable moments thus far in the big leagues?
Man, there's so many. I don't want to obviously get into it too much, but some of the...
No, you can't tell team secrets.
No, not like that. Some of it's the rookie duties that, you know, all the guys have to, you know, do to, you know, kind of, I don't know what the way to do it, but you know, everyone has to do it at some point that, you know, with so many rookies that we've had, you know, coming up this year that it's great, you know, being able to, you know, help each other out and, you know, give each other, like, tips on how to make it a little easier, a lot of fun stuff that obviously, you know, makes the team just such a well-oiled machine, something that, you know, gets everyone together and really establishes a good vibe in the locker room.
So let me guess, a couple of them rookie trip, you got to sing?
I did have to, yeah, I had to sing on the bus, everyone's got to do that, first road trip. Some stuff on the plane, had to do like the flight attendant speech on the plane, had to do that, just a lot of stuff, it's great. It's all stuff that It's obviously fun to do, and it's fun to look back, and I think it's even more fun after you have to do it and then, you know, watching everyone else do it. It's cool. Yeah.
You have to dance yet?
I do not have to dance, no. No, singing was a little outside my bubble. Dancing's a little farther outside that too, but now I have not had to yet, hopefully.
I'm going to have to tell David Marsh to make sure that he give you the boom box to carry.
Yeah, I do have to do that too. Yeah, I have to carry the speaker. It's all good, though. I love it. It's great.
Coach Seggy Arks is behind the scenes with the man NS.
Sir.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.